We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody.
Do you think that Valentine's Day now, that guys are stepping it up because of social media?
Yes.
Good point.
I can see that.
Because they know it's going to be on social media.
Yes.
It's going to make them look great. I saw a bunch of, like, out of control, you know, Valentine's Day famous posts.
Yeah, and I think women probably are pushing a little harder and caring a little more because they want to post something grand. So they're, you know, where maybe they wouldn't care as much in the past, they're like, I need a spectacle here.
I saw that Office episode yesterday when I was in bed all day because I, not for fun, I didn't feel well, where Phyllis from The Office keeps getting flowers after flowers after flowers delivered her, delivered from Bob Vance, Vance Refrigeration. And Jenna Fisher just kind of, finally the last dozen assortment of flowers, she just smacks them down and throws her chocolates. Because poor Jenna Fisher didn't get anything. Pam Beasley. All right, so Kanye West, here it is. What does Kanye do to impress Kim Kardashian for Valentine's Day? He gave her the gift of Kenny G.
A gift.
I know you're thinking, what, like a Kenny G CD playing, tickets to a show? Nope. Kenny G was in her living room when she walked in. She walked into the empty living room. The floor was covered with single roses, each in their own vase.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't just thrown.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
And
oh,
then
awesome.
There's Kenny G pumping out those sweet sounds.
Yep. I don't know what song he was playing, but it was great. I really liked it. Like, I really took a moment.
Oh, he's so gifted.
He knows how to play.
And he's a great golfer, scratch golfer,
really?
Too.
Really? No kidding.
He's doing okay.
Yeah.
Well, see, so Kenny G says that you might think that this was planned way in advance. Nope. He got an email at 11 p.m. Wednesday night saying that Kanye wanted him to perform for Kim. Fortunately, he was in town, they live close, and he was really excited to do it.
That is so funny. I wonder if money changed hands.
No money. It says
really?
No.
Wow. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
They became friends while he was there, and there could even be a future collaboration.
Why wouldn't there be?
Kanye.
Yeah. That would be great.
You mean, wouldn't it be like
Kenye?
Yeah. Kenye.
Kenye.
Easy, easy.
Kenye G. By the way, you said Kenny G doing okay for himself. Net worth reportedly $50 million.
I believe it.
Yeah,
wow.
For sure.
And he deserves it.
Plus, he needs to keep those curls on point.
Yeah.
couple things that Kevin put up at Y98.com. You can see the mountain from the Game of Thrones, shirtless, reading people's love poems to each other. You can also see Kevin Bacon singing a song for Kira Sedgwick on a little ukulele. And he is morphing into Tom Skerritt. You have to go watch the video.
Huh.
He looks so much like Tom Skerritt. And I don't find, I'm not saying that as a slam on him.
You're Skerritt, man.
I was always loved Skerritt.
Yeah.
Till he did Poison Ivy and he creeped me out.
A little weird.
Yeah, I didn't like it. In theaters, which a lot of these came out on Tuesday, but Happy Death Day 2. Oh, sorry. Happy Death Day to You. Isn't It Romantic? Both out for the weekend. Bad news for Alfonso Ribeiro. He lost his copyright for the Carlton.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was denied because the moves are a simple dance routine.
Because he was suing the video game.
Yeah,
he
was.
Was
it Fortnite?
Mm-hmm.
In Fortnite, they were doing the Carlton, and he wanted to get some money.
And NBA 2K.
Ah.
The flossing kid also trying to sue Fortnite.
Wow.
But this may set a precedent. You know, they said it's too simple of a move that a lot of people you couldn't have, you didn't invent it. He even said he got it from Courtney Cox, Dancing in the Dark, Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, that is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I agree with the courts on this. That's a tough...
It's a real gray area.
I'm sure there's
area.
Some dance that can be copyrighted, like the moonwalk maybe. I don't know. That's its own
Don't you think
thing.
It's its own beast?
But yeah, the Carlton... Sorry.
I have a couple moves I could get out there and copyright.
You could copyright
yeah,
pretty quickly.
Yeah, they're solid. All right, so we got a call just a little while ago, somebody asking Tim for some Netflix suggestions because people are stuck at home. And I know you suggested You.
Yeah, which I haven't seen, but that's what you guys had talked about.
I liked You, but I have to, you know, I wouldn't suggest You to my mother.
Okay.
It's not for everybody.
Right.
But lucky for you, there is so much on TV this weekend. Tonight, you've got the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game. Kevin, you'll be happy to know who's going to be playing.
Lil Bow Wow.
Nope. Quavo's playing.
Quavo. Uh-huh. Quavo, yeah.
Bad Bunny. James Shaw Jr. Now, do you know who he is? He's the Waffle House guy that saved the day.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Mike Coulter.
Oh,
familiar
yeah.
Familiar with him?
What's his name? Luke Cage.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was on The Good Wife.
And J.B. Smoove.
Oh, cool.
Dr. Oz. All right, so that's on ESPN tonight. And then this is a big deal, apparently. The live-action version of Kim Possible comes out on Disney today.
That's a huge deal. Yeah, we don't have Disney, unfortunately, but that's all my daughter's been talking about. If your kid's a tween and they grew up, you know, that was a big show. The cartoon was a big show in the early 2000s with Kim Possible, Ron Stoppable, the hairless...
Unpoppables?
Yeah.
Ron Stoppable,
the what was it, the hairless meerkat?
I like that you're asking us. We have no clue.
Yeah.
If we watched it, people would be creeped out by us.
Yeah.
You have children. It
Find
makes sense.
Find out the sitch.
All right. And then also on Netflix, The Umbrella Academy. It's a new series with Ellen Page.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pumped for
that. It's good.
It was a graphic novel. I read it. It's super cool. I'm excited for that.
And on DC Universe, what is that?
It's DC's their streaming platform.
All right. Well, I'm so confused. Doom Patrol is
oh,
on
cool.
that.
The Doom Patrol.
All right.
It's got some like C-lister comics, like superheroes in it.
And then on Amazon, Lorena, a four-part Lorena Bobbitt documentary.
Yeah. Who did it? Who's the big name that did it? Oh, Jordan Peele.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Then tomorrow, Olivia Newton-John, Hopelessly Devoted to You on Lifetime.
That's a,
it's
what
a movie.
Is it? A movie?
It's a movie.
Really?
She's in it, or is it about her?
No. She's not in it. Australian singer Delta Goodrum stars as Olivia Newton-John.
No way.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And there's more. And Tim is going to do the second schmig. You'll tell him the rest of the stuff that's on TV, but there is a lot of stuff on TV tonight.
This is my favorite song when I was two.
Oh, yeah.
So you know.
That's the schmig.
Is anyone going to watch the Olivia Newton-John thing?
I may record it.
She said it was a Lifetime?
Yeah, Lifetime tomorrow night.
See. I'm a big fan of that Delta Goodrum who's playing her. She's good.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm being serious.
Oh, I thought you were joking.
No.
All right. That is the schmig. Tim will have the next one at 8.
Entertainment Schmig
today with me, Tim Convy. It's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
Nailed it. We talked about this in the Schmig earlier, but it is worth talking about again. It's gone viral. Kanye West surprising his wife, Kim Kardashian, with what? Kenny G. Like the actual Kenny G. In their living room, Kim walked in. Kenny G was playing saxophone, surrounded by individual flowers, each in their own vase. It's pretty cool.
It is.
I gotta say. And we found out that it came together just the night before. Kenny got an email. He happened to be in town. He lives not far from them. And he said, okay, I'll do it. And as far as we know, he did it for free. Money didn't change hands. We don't know that for sure.
But we're hoping for a future.
And now they're talking about a collaboration because they became friends. Because obviously he was hanging out playing saxophone in their living room. They started chatting. I could see them making some music together. I think that would be pretty cool. And we've got that up at Y98.com if you want to check it out. This story as well, this is pretty funny. So the Chainsmokers, who are coming to town before too long, they're all over the place. They got hits with everybody. They told a story recently where they met Mariah Carey. So they met Mariah Carey. They were so excited to meet her. And she was very excited to meet them. She's like, oh, I love you guys. And they're like, you know who we are? And she goes, yeah, One Direction, right?
That was amazing.
She thought she was talking to Harry
she
Styles.
She just lives in her, you know, Mariah world.
I prefer that she's
like that,
quite honestly. Mm-hmm. So the story got tweeted out, and then Mariah responded and said, Chainsmokers, of course I know who you are. I love your song, That's What Makes You Beautiful. So she has a sense of humor about it. Uh-huh. She's come a long way. Also, speaking of sense of humor, we talked to Meghan Trainor yesterday on the show on Valentine's Day, and she was just delightful.
She was wonderful.
That's up at Y98.com. We were talking to her about the new EP she put out, her upcoming album, and that she's got baby fever, and we even got her to reveal a baby name.
It was very cute.
You want to listen to that, Y98.com. We talked about this in Schmig earlier in the week. Cardi B got a bouquet of flowers for her big Grammy performance, and she tweeted a picture of it, and inside on the card it said, you've got a heart so big it could crush this town. Tom Petty. So Cardi tweeted out and thanked Tom Petty for the flowers when in fact it was a gift from somebody else. They were just quoting a Tom Petty lyric from the song Wall, so she thought it was from Tom
Petty.
Which
I like her more because of that. It just makes me laugh a little bit.
She didn't realize that he had died almost 2 years ago. But it turns out it was from the celebrity florist that they send a lot of the celebrities big stuff. But it was this really nice, big, huge thing. I mean, Tom...
He would have done something like that.
It seemed like it was his taste, and like he would also be a huge yes, Cardi B fan. But
right.
In this case, wasn't actually from Tom Petty. And it was just on the... She just didn't turn the card over. If she had turned it over, she would have seen who it was actually from. Not Tom Petty. Reports that Brad Pitt is working on a Chris Cornell movie. But it's going to be a documentary. I hang that out there, so you're trying to picture Brad Pitt playing Chris Cornell, which would be interesting, but it's a documentary. He apparently close with the family. There was just a big Chris Cornell tribute. Brad Pitt was involved.
Yeah, he was with the kids, hanging out with the kids.
Yeah, exactly. So a documentary about Chris Cornell's life produced by Brad Pitt should be interesting.
You know, he has a golden touch as far as a producer is concerned. He's produced a lot of...
So you're saying he does better than George Clooney?
Yeah.
More box office success? Wow. Yes.
I'll say it.
Clooney hasn't rung up numbers at the box office in I don't know how long.
I mean, Brad Pitt's company produced Vice, If Beale Street Could Talk, Beautiful Boy, all you know, critically acclaimed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
he's racking up awards.
Yeah. Behind that, too.
He was, and he was in it. Yeah. What's Clooney doing?
Nescafe
commercials.
That's it. He's doing cappuccino brewers.
Think about that for a minute.
Yep.
I'll wait.
I don't want to.
Okay. We talked about this, but they just debuted the trailer for Frozen 2. We talked about how, what's her name, Elsa? Mm-hmm. She's in a new dress, so all the kids are going to have to go buy a new dress now and, you know, whatever. But that the highest, most viewed animated trailer of all time.
Already. And didn't it just come out yesterday?
I think so.
Yeah. Wow.
That's pretty crazy. Solid trailer, though. Makes you think.
No, I didn't even watch it.
This is a very thought-provoking Schmig so far, I think. If I can pat myself on the back.
For you, maybe.
It is. People are out there thinking. Oh, man. So I watched the second Fyre Festival documentary last night. I had seen the Netflix one last night. I watched the Hulu one. Ja Rule, obviously very involved in the Fyre Festival and all this. And if you remember, the Fyre Festival was all a part of this app. It was an app where you could like book celebrities to come to your birthday party. Then they did the festival. We all know what happened there. So Ja Rule has kind of made it out of this whole thing unscathed. Right?
Is he very featured in the documentary?
Yes, both of them.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, he doesn't give interviews. He doesn't comment for the documentary.
But he's in the group.
But yeah, you can see. It's funny. They do one in the Netflix one. There's a call where they try to do damage control. And they're like, what do we do next? And a lot of the employees are like, we're done. This whole thing is done. This is stupid. And Ja Rule's like, we didn't kill anybody.
Oh,
you know,
really?
Like making it like it's not that big deal. Yeah.
Which one did you like?
And if Ja Rule knows anything, it's about murder.
Which one did you like better?
I really liked them both, and they're both worth watching.
Okay.
There's only so much overlap. I think the Hulu one was a little bit more up my alley because they talked to Billy McFarland, the guy who did all this stuff. Mm-hmm. They had a real interview with him and told you a little bit more about his history and sort of the real crimes that he committed in this thing. He wasn't just a guy who got in over his head. Like, he made some pretty bad choices. I bring it up because TMZ talked to Ja Rule, who since has started a company very similar to what Fyre was doing. You can book celebrities for your birthday parties or bar mitzvahs or whatever. And he started teasing that they might be doing a music festival. So it's kind of just the delusion that goes on with this kind of stuff is crazy. But you know what? Somebody's going to go. Somebody's going to be like, yeah, I'm in. I want to be a part of that.
Crazy.
Anyway, more entertainment schmig up at Y98.com, and you can always check it out on the podcast. Right now, here's the link. Got your celebrity birthdays coming up in a second. Before we do, right here on Y98, want to give you a few back in the days. Big day in history. How about this? 34 years ago, 1985, The Breakfast Club was released.
Oh, yeah.
Still never seen it.
I have.
That angers me. That's the one that's really, it hurts me for you, Lance.
I've seen parts of it. Mostly, I've seen like the last 5 minutes of it on TV.
The hand in the air?
Yeah.
That's all that matters. Chris Farley would have been 55 today.
No.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
What a bummer.
Who knows what he'd be doing? 69 years ago, Walt Disney's Cinderella came out in theaters, cost $3 million to make, and Walt Disney himself put up half of the money to make it. This is interesting. If it had flopped, if Cinderella had bombed at the box office, Disney Studios would have went bankrupt and closed.
It would have ruined him.
Disney as we know it, I mean, there wouldn't be Disney. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, what a gamble.
Yeah, there's a lot of those interesting stories about companies that, you know, were on the verge. Like, did you ever hear the story about the FedEx guy where they were on the verge of, you know, just running out of money? And the story I heard was he just went to Vegas and played blackjack.
No way. Yeah,
and basically he had X amount of money left in the bank. And if he lost it, that was it. And if he won, he would keep the company going. And the story I heard was that he won, and that's what kept FedEx going.
No wow. way. I mean, I risk that every once in a while on the power bill. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know how true that is, but I have heard that before.
I'll have to look that up. And this is a big one. 255 years ago, in 1764, you guys know what happened?
Would be the founding of St. Louis?
That is right! Oh, yeah. Wow, look at you. The great city of St. Louis was established in Missouri as a French trading post by a guy named Pierre Laclede Ligue.
How about that?
That's pretty cool.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
happy Establishment Day, St. Louis.
Yeah, you can celebrate in the West End at the 1764 Pub, which is that's what it's named for.
Oh, is that how you put all that together?
Hey, when you said 1764, it's like, oh, that must be
you
it.
You know it because of a bar. Yeah. I like that about you.
Classic Lance. Let's do some birthdays. I'm going to start it off right here. She's a medicine woman. Jane Seymour.
Oh,
celebrating her birthday today. Oh, how old
Kevin
is
get
Jane
this.
Seymour?
Man, however old she is, she looks amazing.
She came in studio, and she looks even better in person.
Oh, she does.
And she was delightful.
She was. She's a very classy, sweet person. I'm going to say 67.
65.
That's what I was going to say. So I'm going to go in between 66.
She's 68.
Wow.
And looking great. Yeah. We're going to do a few here because there's some good ones.
And how about her hair? She's got beautiful hair.
Solid hair.
Yep.
Also established today, Ice-T. Not the drink, the rapper. How old is he?
Oh, man. I have
rapper
no...
Rapper and actor, I should
I have
say.
No idea.
I know, that's a tricky one, isn't it?
It is, because I feel like he should be older.
I think he is. I think he's older than you think.
I'm going to say 60.
Ooh, I don't know.
I was going to say 57.
55.
61.
Oh, wow. Kevin, you got it. Good job.
Omarosa, whose last name I'm not going to try to pronounce.
Oh, yeah.
Omarosa. Yeah, she was in The White House. She was in Apprentice. She's in all kinds of reality shows. She was on Celebrity Big Brother last season. How old is Omarosa?
She's another one that seems like she's older
than she is.
Because she's always looked older. But I'm going to say she's not, and she's 48.
46?
I'm going to go with the first number in my head was 47.
She's 45.
Oh.
We're close.
Yeah.
This is a good one. LeVar Burton. Roots. Reading Rainbow.
Kente.
Roots, Reading Rainbow.
Geordi LaForge.
And a little Star Trek.
Roots was just on last weekend on IFC.
I think it's on almost every weekend.
Is it?
On IFC. Man, it's so good. And you recognize like every television star from the 70s and 80s.
Right.
That's tough.
Yeah,
that's
old
tough
James. One. James from Good Times. Yep. Is
the Brady Bunch dad.
Yeah,
is in it.
Right.
He is.
So
Robert
is
Reed.
Mary Tyler Moore's boss.
Cicely Tyson.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who we are? I forgot who we're guessing.
LeVar Burton. We went down a Roots road.
62.
Nailed it. Got it.
Yeah.
He was 62. And we'll do one more. One of the greatest tennis players of all time. And my brother's former boss, John McEnroe. How old is John McEnroe?
Married to Patty Smythe.
Is he still?
Yep.
Yeah? Okay.
And Tatum O'Neal before
him. Oh, yeah. I am the warrior.
64.
67.
65.
I don't blame you guys because he looks old. John McEnroe, only 60.
What?
Wow. Yep.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
Those are celebrity birthdays. If you're celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.